I'm glad the Lord spoke to me about 15 years ago, little old boy, and He said, I'll fill you with My Spirit. Praise God. And I'm glad I heard His voice, and I did what He told me to do. Praise God. I want to say that we want to thank you so much for allowing us to be with you this weekend. Brother Young, and I say this sincerely, has always been one of my favorite preachers. And years ago, I don't know how long it was, Brother Young, you came and preached in Memphis. It was a long time ago. And I was just a little fella. And he was telling about the church here and the miracles that God worked and putting together this wonderful church. And I thought, as a little fella, I said, and after all, see, he's getting pretty old, you see. And I'm just a young man. See, I'm 25, and I was only about 2. So, no, I'm teasing. He's not that old. But I remember him telling all the miracles that the Lord worked out, and I thought one of these days I'm gonna try to be like Brother Young. I haven't made it yet, but I'm trying. Praise the Lord. And we're excited about the work of the Lord here in Shreveport and all that God's doing for you. Would you turn with me tonight to Matthew chapter 16? And I'm just a country boy in the city. So we're just going to you worship with me. And we'll let the Lord have His way tonight. Matthew chapter 16, begin reading at verse 16, or verse 15. He saith unto them, But whom say ye that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but My Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build My church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then I'd like to read in Ephesians chapter 5 for our final portion of Scripture, where the Lord is talking about the head of the church. Begin reading in verse 22. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and He is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as God also loved the church and gave Himself for it, that He might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the Word, that He might present it to Himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. Isn't that beautiful tonight? Let's just lift our hands and thank the Lord for His Word right now. Praise God. Lord, we love Your Word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Turn around and shake someone's hand, if you will, and say, You look mighty good tonight. Praise God. You may be seated. God bless you. I'd like to speak to you tonight on this thought, God's masterpiece, the church. God's masterpiece, the church. I believe it's the desire of most every man to accomplish something in his lifetime that could be considered a masterpiece. And that desire is really not bad, because God Himself likes to be the very best. Hallelujah. He's the best God there is. There's a lot of foolish gods. There's a lot of idols. And there's a lot of things that people make to be gods. But He's the best God. He's the only true God. And everybody wants to do something that, when we're gone, can be considered a great masterpiece. The artist would like to paint that portrait. Everybody would consider to be wonderful, would go down in history as being the most beautiful portrait. The architect would like to design that building that everyone is amazed at. The orator would like to make a speech that everyone considers to be a wonderful, wonderful speech. We have a Christian school at home. We have some books on speeches, and I was reading one the other day, a fantastic speech that went down in history as one of the greatest. The man that writes music, he would like to compose that song that could be considered the Song of Songs. And the author would like to write that book that is a classic, the Book of Books. When I think about the nature of God, I find out that there was a time in history, thousands of years ago, when there was absolutely nothing. Nothing anywhere. No darkness. There was no air. There was absolutely nothing, and it's difficult for us to think about that. But God was there, and He decided that He didn't want to be alone anymore. He decided, in His own words, I guess you would say, that He wanted to make a masterpiece. And He said, I want to do something. I don't want to be alone. I'm tired of just there being just nothing. And He said, I want to make something, but whatever God does, it has to be done just right. And the first thing He decided that He would make was, He said, I'm going to create a host of angels. And He did that, and He placed them up into heaven. And the angels were so perfect. They were, the Bible calls them ministering spirits. And there was nothing wrong with them. It was a masterpiece. And maybe God stood back and He said, oh, isn't that good? I've created a masterpiece, this angelic host. But it didn't last that way. It wasn't that way very long, because sin was born in that angelic host. And Lucifer himself began to get pride in his heart. And God had to, if you will, kick him out of heaven. So the masterpiece was ruined. But God was not to be beaten, because He said, I'm going to create a beautiful world, a beautiful universe. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But the very, and oh, it was perfect. God looked at it and He called it good. But it didn't last that way very long, because the Bible says in the very next verse that the earth was without form and void. And if you read on later on in the Bible, you'll find out that God really didn't create the world without form and void. It was perfect when He created it. But Satan got in there and he perverted that which God had made. So the masterpiece is flawed again. And then God says, I've created the angels, and I've created the universe, and it's been marred. So He said, I'm going to create a man. And this man is going to be perfect, and He formed him out of the dust of the ground. And he breathed into his nostrils, and Adam was a perfect man. He had no sin. He had no sickness. Everything that he ever needed, he had. And he was so perfect, and God stood back and said, I've created a masterpiece. But the masterpiece didn't last for very long, because it was not too long after that that Adam fell to sin. And sin was in the masterpiece. It's been flawed. But God's still not yet to be beaten. And He says, I've created all these things. They were masterpieces, and then they were marred. So He said, I'm going to create a law. And He said, every rule in this law book is going to be in order. Everything's going to be done just right. And he said, it's going to be the most wonderful law. And he did just that. But Paul was talking about that law in Romans, the 8th chapter. And he said what the law could not do, and that it was weak through the flesh. He said that even though God created it and it was a masterpiece and everything was in order, he found it to be imperfect because no man could live up to it. It was beyond man. And that perfect masterpiece is gone again. Hundreds of years passed, and God's still going to have a masterpiece. And he says, if I can't create a masterpiece, I'll become my own masterpiece. And he went down. The Spirit of God went and took on a robe of flesh and was born in that manger, in that stable in Bethlehem. And he walked the earth. And at age 12, he knew more about the law than all the prophets did. And you talk about perfect. He never committed sin. The Bible tells us that he was tempted in every way. Did you know that every kind of temptation you can think of, Jesus faced it? But yet he lived perfectly. Not once did he fall to sin. And he went around, he healed the sick. He opened up the blind eyes. He raised the dead. He supplied the needs of those who were hungry. And everything he did was perfect. Oh, it was a perfect life. It's what we would call a masterpiece. But did you know Isaiah said? He prophesied that one of these days there would be a lamb going before the slaughter. And the Lord, that perfect, sinless creature, when he was on the cross, he carried all the sin that this world had ever and would ever come across. He carried all the sicknesses that there would ever be. And the Bible says in Isaiah 52 that his visage was marred. So the masterpiece is destroyed again. He's created the angels. He's created the earth. He's created a man. He's created a law. And then he became his own masterpiece. But every time it's been destroyed. But let me tell you, he's just about to create one that never was destroyed. Because when he rose from the dead, he told the disciples, I want you to go to Jerusalem and I want you to tarry. And they went to Jerusalem and they didn't really know what it was all about. But they got in the upper room that day on the day of Pentecost and they began to shout and they began to tarry and they began to wave their hands to the Lord. And all the Holy Ghost fell and they talked in tongues and they had a good old-fashioned prayer meeting. And I want you to know on that day there was a masterpiece that was born and it will never be destroyed, and it's called the Church of the Living God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you there, God created a masterpiece when he created the church. The emperors have tried to destroy it. And they've tried to get rid of all the Bibles. And they said, you're not going to be able to have church in this country. And you're not going to be able to have it in that country. But the Bible says that in the times of persecution, that the church flourished. And it grew and it multiplied. And the devil said, I'm going to get rid of you. But in 1984, God still has a church. And it's growing all the time. Now I know that there are some local churches that are imperfect. I don't know one that is perfect, because it's hard to get a lot of people assembled together and have everybody live perfect lives. Don't know any church that's ever done that. But did you know that there's one great big church called the Church of the Living God that's perfect? Just because you have your name on a roll of some church across town doesn't mean that you're in the Church of the Living God. But let me tell you, when you've been baptized in the name of Jesus, when you repented of your sins, you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you became a part of the greatest institution that has ever been and ever will be. And it's called the church, and it's a masterpiece. And the church of the living God has no blemishes, and it's without spot or wrinkle, and everything in that church is all right. But only thing is, not everybody that goes to the local church is a part of the great church. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that one of these days God is going to present to Himself. Here a while back we had a banquet in our school at the end of the year. And we gave all these students trophies because they had done certain things very successfully. And we presented those trophies to them, and they were so proud when they walked down the aisle and they got that trophy with their name on it. And they took it home, I would imagine, and put it on their dresser or on a shelf. But the Bible says that one of these days God is going to present to Himself. He's going to give you and me a crown of life. And He's going to give us a brand new robe. And He's going to give to us a mansion. And He's going to give to us a holy city. But He's going to present Himself something. I don't know if He's going to get a brand new robe or not. I don't know about the mansion and all that. But I know that God has something that He saved back for Himself. And you know what it is? It's the church of the living God. And He's going to present it to Himself without spot and without blemish and without wrinkle. And it's a masterpiece. And you can't find anything wrong with the real church of the living God.